Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Vav Amud Beis. We're holding on Vav Amud Beis, six lines from the top, Vam Rabbi Yitzchak. So says the Gemara, Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Im Yoimer Lecha Adam Yegati V'lo Yimatzasi Al Tamin. If a person says he toiled and he wasn't successful in learning, so don't believe him. Lo Yegati Yimatzasi, if he says he didn't toil and he was successful, also Al Tamin, don't believe him. Yegati Yimatzasi, if he says he toiled and he found, he tak understood, so then Tamin, that's something then you could believe him. If a person toils, he's gonna find. And hani mili b'divrei Torah afu b'masu matan siyati mitshmaya. But at stafka by Talmud Torah, when it comes to business, a person can put in a lot of effort and he won't be successful. It's all tali in siyati d'shmaya. Also, a person cannot put in effort and he could be successful. It's all tali in siyati d'shmaya. Well, divrei Torah lo yamaran el chadude. And when it comes to divrei Torah, we only say that a person could only be successful if he's yageya. It's stafka when it comes to understanding Torah. Avloik migirsa siyati mitshmaya. However, when it comes to remembering Torah, so that's Siyata Dishmaya. Ado Chazar is the Segula, but ultimately it's all Siyata Dishmaya. V'am Reb Yitzchak Emreisa Rasha Shasha Misecheches Loi Al Tiskare Boi. If you see a Rasha who's being successful, so don't start up with him. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Al Tiskare Mereim, don't start up with him. V'loi Oid Al Shadracha Matzlichen, he's going to be successful. Shenemer Yachilu Dracha B'choleis. V'loi Oid Al Shazaycha B'din, he's even going to be Zaycha Din in the Bezdin Shalmaila. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Maram not only that, El Shariah B'Sainav, he's going to get to see in the downfall of his enemies. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Kol Tzairav Yafiach Behem, that he's going to blow his enemies away. So you see, you're not supposed to start off with the Rishon. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? Ram Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that's Mutter L'Skaris B'Rishon B'Yilam Hazeh. You are allowed to start off with the Rishon. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ois V'Tayr Yalu Rasha V'Shayim V'Tayr Yizgaruvam. You do start off with them. V'Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Dustai Bar Masun Amar, that Mutter L'Skaris B'Rishon B'Yilam Hazeh. You are allowed to start off with Rishon in this world. V'Mlach Shachadim Leimer Al Tischa B'Mreim Al Tikani B'Yisei Avla. If someone whispers to you and he says, but the Pasuk says you're not supposed to start up. No, it's Mishali by Naikfai Aymerkain. It's only a person who's worried because he has a veris, so that's why he's saying these types of things, because he's nervous to start up with the Rishon. Avla, rather, what those Pasukim mean, what that Pasuk means is as follows. That Al Tischar B'Mereim, Liois K'Mereim. And don't try to be like the Rishon. Val Tikane B'Aisa Avla, don't be jealous of the Rishon, means Liois K'Aisa Avla. To be like them, to do a veris like them. Va'aymer, like the Pasuk says, Al and the pasuk lands off when it says not to be jealous of the chatoim. It doesn't mean not to then start off with them. It means rather you should have yiras Hashem. Don't be jealous means don't be jealous to try to be like them. So you see, the point is that you see from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you see from the Braisa, that you are allowed to start up with Rishayim, not like Rabbi Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, haba mili didei, haba mili dishmaya. If it's personal matters, don't start up. If it's mili dishmaya, it's mechama yis Hashem, so then you could start up. It could be both are discussing personal matters. Like Kasha, haba tzadik gomer, haba tzadik sheinai gomer. It depends on your tzidkus. If you're a tzadik gomer, you could start up. If not, then don't start up. If it's mashon the pasuk that the rush is able to swallow what tzadik mimenu, someone who's more righteous than him. So you see, it's only a tzadik mimenu by Leia. Someone who's more righteous, he could swallow. But someone who's be'etzem, a tzadik gomer, that ain't a by Leia, that the Rasha is not able to swallow. Or you could say a final teretz, a difference between Rabbi Yitzchak and the Braisa and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai of whether or not you're allowed to start up with Rishayim is Shah Misacheches Leishani. There's a difference when it's Shah Misachekesle, when he's being successful. Rabbi Yitzchak only said not to start up when it's Shah Misachekesle. Amar Ula, says Ula, Italia shall Yavon ze krach gadol shall raimi. That Italia of Yavon is a big krach of Rome, which means that the Romans, when they defeated the Greeks, so they took over this Italia, this Italy of Yavon. Vahavia tlasme aparsa, tlasme aparsa, 300 squared parsais. Vyesh bas shasash vakim kaminin maisachama. It has 365 markets, which is resembled by the days of the solar year. Katan Shebekulam, the smallest of all these markets, Shamaichri Aifais, was the bird market. Vahav Yashisha Asar Mel, Shisha Asar Mel, and even that was 16 squared mel. Umelech Sayyid Bechol Yoim Be'echer Mehen, and the king would go and he would have a Suda every day in a different one of these markets. Vahadar Ba Afo Pishain and Noilan Ba, anybody who's a resident of the city, even though it wasn't born there, he's Naito Prasmi Beis HaMelech, he receives a stipend from the king. Vahanoilan Ba Afo Pishain Nadarba also is Naito Prasim Beis HaMelech, also someone who's born there, even if he doesn't currently live there. Ushleisha Alafim Bani Yeshbay, there's 300 bathhouses, Uchamish 3,000 bathhouses, Uchamish Meyos Chalayna Ismalin Ashen Chutzachayma, and it took 500 windows to get all the smoke out of the city. Sido Yachad Yav, Vitsido Yachad Harmug Vais, one side of the city is a sea, one side is mountains and hills. Sidei echad mechitza shel barzel, one side is a metal wall. Utsidei echad chulses umetzula, and the fourth and final side is pebbles and swamps and all, basically all different things to keep the city very protected. And the Marsha speaks out that the reason why we're talking about the greatness of this city is to show that if your Rishayim gets so much schar, all the more so you can only imagine people that do the Ratzon Hashem, how much is in store for them. Says the Mishnah, Karu es ha-Megillah ba'ad ha-Rishayim v'nis Abra ha-Shana. Let's say you have a tzibur, they read the Megillah in Adar Rishayim, and then Bezdin made it into an Iberyar. So now there's a second Adar. So did they have to read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni, or are they Yaitse with that which they read it in Adar Rishayim? Says the Mishnah, Kairu naisei ba'adar Sheni. They read it again in Adar Sheni, because ain bein Adar Rishayim Adar Sheni, there's no difference between Adar Rishayim and Adar Sheni, meaning typically anything that you do in Adar Rishayim, you're Yaitse. The only difference is when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas LaAvyoinim, those, even if you did it in Adar Rishon, you're not Yaitzei, and you have to give it again in Adar Sheni. So says the Gemara, it's mashma how the Indian Seder Parshios Zev Zev Shavin. It's mashma that when it comes to the Dalet Parshios that we read during Adar, that which we read, Parsha Shkalim, Parsha Zachor, Parah, Chodesh, when it comes to the Dalet Parshios, so then they're both the same, and you're Yaitzei if you read them in Adar Rishon, you do not have to read them again in Adar Sheni. So it comes out the Tanav our Mishnah holds that Mikra Megillah Matanas Avyoinim, you have to repeat in Adar Sheni. But Arba Parashiyos, now you're Yaitzin Arba in Adar Rishay. So says the Gemara, Mani Mas Nisan. So who's the Tanav our Mishnah? Loi Tanakama, Vloi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaisi, Vloi Rosh Hashem Gamaliel. It doesn't seem to fit with any of the Tanayim that we're gonna bring from a Braisa. It doesn't seem to fit with any of them. None of these three Tanayim seem to hold of this exact formula of our Mishnah that Mikra Megillah Matanas Lev Yainim, you have to repeat in Adar Sheni, as opposed to Dal Parshias that you're Yaitzin Adar Rishay. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. Nekarua Sa Megillah Bada Arishayin, Venisabru Asha, Venisabru Abra Hashana. Let's say they read the Megillah in Adar Rishayin, and then they added a second Adar. So Kair Neisav Adar Hasheni, says the Tanakama, you read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni. So that so far is like our Mishnah. But he says, Shekol Mitzvah Shenehagis B'Sheni Nehagis B'Rishayin Chutz Mikra Megillah. Everything you're Yaitz in Adar Rishayin, except for Mikra Megillah. So it's Mashma Matanas Lev Yainim, you're Yaitz in Adar Rishayin, not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaisi says that in Kair Neisav Adar Hasheni, then no, you don't even have to repeat Megillah in Adar Sheni. Shekol mitzvah shenehagis b'sheni, nehagis b'rishayin. Even lechat chilay, go ahead, read it in Adar Rishayin. 100% okay. Reb Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Namishim Reb Yaisi, he says that af kairu naisei ba'adar Hasheni. He says like the Tanakama, that they do have to read Megillah again in Adar Sheni. Shekol mitzvah shenehagis b'sheni, and nehagis b'rishayin. Because everything that you do in Adar Sheni, you're not Yaitzei if you do it in Adar Rishayin. V'shavin behespedu b'tainish asurin zebezeh. Everybody agrees that when it comes to Hesped and Tainis, it is an Isser to give a Hesped or to fast on Yedalit of Adar, and Tesvav technically, but it's that there's an Isser to do these things on Purim, so these things are Asser both on Purim of Adar Sheni and also on Purim Katan of Adar Rishayin. Now says the Gemara, now Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama. It seems like Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama are saying the same thing. They both say that they have to repeat the Megillah on Adar Sheni. So Amar Papa explains that no, Seder Parshas Ikeminayu. There's a nafkamina between them when it comes to the Dal Parshis. The Tanakhama Savar Lechatchila B'Sheni V'Avid B'Rishon Avid. The Tanakhama said that the only thing, he said that Lechatchila do everything in Adar Sheni. L'maisir Yaitzi in everything that you do in Adar Rishon, bar mi Mikr Megillah. The only exception was Mikr Megillah, the Afal Gav Zukaru B'Rishon, Karu B'Sheni. Even if you read it in Adar Rishon, you have to read it again in Adar Sheni. But everything else, you're Yaitzi in Adar Rishon, including Dal Parshis. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, he held that even Mikra Megillah, you could even do Lechatchila in Adar Rishon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, Afilu Seder Parshis, Ikaru Barishon, Karu Basheni. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that everything you have to repeat in Adar Sheni, even Dalet Parshis. So therefore, there is a difference between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama. But Al Kalpanim says the Gemara, Somani. So who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that Mikra Megillah, in Matanus of Yainim, you have to repeat, and say the Dal Parshis Mistama, you don't have to repeat. So who holds like that? Itanakama Kasha Matanis. The Tanakama said the only thing that needs to be repeated is Mikra Megillah. Mashma that Matanis of Yoinim don't have to be repeated. So then even Mikra Megillah is a Kasha. He said you don't even have to repeat Megillah. And he, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so Kasha Seder Parshis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that everything needs to be repeated, even Seder Parshis. Whereas our Mishnah said only Mikra Megillah and Matanis of Yoinim needs to be repeated. Mashma Seder Parshis does not need to be repeated. So says the Gemara two terutzim. La'ilam Tanakama. Really, I'll tell you that the Tan of our Mishnah is the Tanakama. The Tanakama said that only Megillah needs to be repeated. Utana Mikra Megillah v'hu adim Matanas Avyainim. When he said Megillah, he meant also Matanas Avyainim to Habah Talia, because they're Talis Abizel, like we had earlier on Dal Numabez, that a name shall Aniyim are Nesuais, but Mikra Megillah, that Aniyim look forward to Mikra Megillah, that's when they collect their Matanas Avyainim, and therefore, it goes hand in hand. So he's the Tan of our Mishnah. It's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said that everything needs to be repeated, even Seder Arba Parshis. And our Mishnah means to say as follows: that Ein Bein Arba Asar Shabada Rishon La Arba Asar Shabada Sheni Ela Mikra Megillah Umatanis. Our Mishnah wasn't comparing the month of Adar Rishon to the month of Adar Sheni. It was just comparing the day of Purim. The day of Purim, the only difference is Mikra Megillah and Matanis Avyainim. And the diak they're supposed to make is Hala Inyan Hespe V'Tainis Evizeh Shavin. That when it comes to Hespe and Tainis, so that's Naig both in Adar Rishon and in Adar Sheni. V'ilu Seder Parshis Loimairi. We weren't talking about the month of Adar. We weren't talking about the Arba Parshis, and therefore there's no diak to make. There's no way to know what the Tana holds about the Seder Dal Parshis. But the Tana of the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Amr Rabbi Chibar Avin, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Hilchasa Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Asha Amr Mishim Rabbi Yaisi. That Lamaisa, the Lachazak Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, in the name of Rabbi Yaisi, that everything needs to be done in Adar Sheni. Now, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Ushnei HaMikra Echadarshu. The Machlaikas, we had the Machlaikas in the Braisa about whether or not the Iker day, the Iker month, to read the Megillah is Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaisi said that the Iker month is Adar Rishon, and the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that the Iker is Adar Sheni, so they both learned it out, Mikra Echadarshu. They both learned it from the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the Megillah, B'chol Shana V'Shana. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaisi Savar, that every year is similar, B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana Adar Asamach L'Shvat, Afkan Adar Asamach L'Shvat, just like we typically read the Megillah in the Adar that's right after Chodesh Shvat, like we're going to do in a month and a half or so from now. So too, when there's two Adars, you also read the Megillah in the Adar, which is right after Shvat, which is Adar Rishon. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Savar B'chol Shana V'Shana, Na'kol Shana V'Shana Adar Asamach L'Nisan, Afkan Adar Asamach L'Nisan, just like you always read it in the Adar, which comes right before Chodesh Nisan. So too, when there's two Adars, the Iker is the Adar, which is right before Nisan, which is Adar Sheni. Says the Gemara, that Bishlama Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yaisi Mistaber Taima De'emavir Ala Mitzvahs. I understand why Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yaisi would choose to darshan it in his way, that it's the first Adar, because there's a cloud that we try not to pass over mitzvahs. Do it as early as possible. El Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, my Taima. But if there's two ways to darshan the Pasuk, maybe it means Adar Rishon, and it's the Adar that's after Shvat. Maybe it means Adar Sheni, because it's the Adar that's Samach L'Nisan. So why did he dafka darshan it in a way that it means that it's Adar Sheni, that it's the Adar right before Nisan? Misa. Says the Gemara to Terutzim, Amar Reb Tavi, Taimer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, is because Mismach Gula Legula Adif. There's a Maila in having Purim close to Pesach. They're both times of Gula, so there's a Maila in having it in Adar Sheni. Rabbi Lazar Amar, he says a different reason, that Taimer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is Mehachas from the following Pasuk. Dechsiv, the Pasuk in the Megillah says that Mordechai sent out letters, L'kayim es Igeres HaPurim Azayis Hashenis, to keep this letter Hashenis, the second one. So this extra word Hashenis is to teach us that when there's two Adars, you hear the Megillah in the second Adar, in the Shenis, in the second Adar. Now, V'itzrich L'michtav Hashenis, V'itzrich L'michtav B'chol Shana V'shana. Now, that Rabbi Lazar will tell you that according to Shimon ben Gamliel, we need both of these drushas. The word, the pasuk of B'chol Shana V'shana, and also Hashenis. V'itzrich L'michtav Hashenis, V'itzrich L'michtav B'chol Shana V'shana. The B'chol Shana V'shana, if it would just be the pasuk of B'chol Shana V'shana, have a minaki koshia, so we have our kasha. And who says it means the Adar that's right before Nisan? Maybe it means the Adar that's right after Shvat. Kamash Molon Hashenis. However, via Shmin and Hashenis, if I would just have this pasuk of Hashenis, so have a mina betchilu berishan uvasheni. So I would have thought to say that really you're supposed to do it, you're supposed to hear the Megillah in both Adars. Kamash Molon b'chol shana v'shana, that it's just one. I don't know which one. Hashenis tells me it's the second Adar. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hay Hashenis Me'avilei. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it's the Adar Rishon, so what does he darshan from this word Hashenis? Says the Gemara, Mi Bayilei Lichad Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Betchila Kavuha B'Shushan, Ul B'Sai B'Chol Ha'ilam Kulai. Nothing to do with the halacha when there's two Adars, just a practical thing, that originally Mordechai was Kaveya, the Anshik Nesas HaGadayla, were Kaveya, the Yom Tov HaPurim, only in Shushan, then they sent out an Igeres Hashenis, a second letter, that the whole world should keep Purim, even those that live outside of Shushan. That's the word Hashenis, nothing more than that. Oh, you're right.